What do we know right now about the relative neurotoxicity of Abraxane versus paclitaxel?
Well, it's interesting. When people first started talking about Abraxane and how the drug is developed and prepared, there was an underlying notion that if you got rid of the solvents, which in the case of paclitaxel is cremophore, or somewhat germane to this as well as tween 80 for docetaxel, that suddenly all neuropathy would disappear. And we do know that in the case of paclitaxel, cremophore is significantly related to the neurotoxicity that does develop, the peripheral neuropathy. So that has been demonstrated, and we know that it's largely long-lived and potentially not reversible to total absence of neuropathy once patients develop it. So when Abraxane was being developed without a solvent to go in along with the drug, there was a hope that there'd be no neuropathy. In the pivotal trial, there were a fraction of patients who developed neuropathy, and the pivotal trial, just as a way of review, was Q3 weekly schedules of Abraxane compared to the standard 175 per meter squared of Taxol. And perhaps surprising to some or disappointing to others, the rate of neuropathy with Abraxane was actually on the range of 10% versus 2% for the Taxol-treated patients. And that's grade 3 neuropathy, so it is of some significance. But the unique thing that appears to be consistent with Abraxane in both the pivotal trial, where it was evaluated every 3 weeks, as well as in the weekly schedules, is that the neuropathy seems to be different, and that is that it appears to be a little bit more short-lived, with the majority of patients being able to resume therapy within 3 weeks. So the way the pivotal trial was set up is if you developed neuropathy of grade 3, you had a dose reduction, and you couldn't resume therapy until the neuropathy resolved to grade 1 or 2. And the majority of patients who did develop that degree of neuropathy were able to resume therapy. And that's a very different observation than what we see with Taxol-treated patients. And the same observation was made in the weekly schedule, where patients who developed neuropathy of grade 3, they were also able to resume within about a 3-week period.
But in terms of direct comparisons, what other data do we have other than the pivotal trial?
In terms of neuropathy?
Right.
Admittedly, the number of patients where we can really hang our hat on any of this data is actually fairly modest. So the data that we do have is, in a sense, indirect. The weekly schedules weren't compared to anything. But that said, if you look at the weekly schedules that have been reported with 9840 or even with Edith Perez's North Central trial with weekly paclitaxel, the neuropathy rate associated with weekly Abraxane is still about 2%, which is far less than what was seen in Edith Perez's trial. And in the 9840 trial, it was up around 20%. So this, although indirect, suggests that the neuropathy rate with Abraxane is very different.
What do we know about NAB in the first-line setting in taxane-naive patients?
In the pivotal trial, about 40% of the patients had not gotten prior therapy in the metastatic disease setting. So in that group of patients, the response rate was still far superior to Taxol-treated patients. And at the present, that's pretty much the data we have.